From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
This Z Energy thing, Ampol, the ComCom's going to be all over this, aren't they?
Yes, I suspect they will. And I think I made the point yesterday that financial markets keep going, as does investment businesses actually in level four. And I can report, Mike, that JMI Wealth is still operating at full capacity.
Well, you're an essential service.
We are an essential service. Well, I feel essential. Well, that's important, isn't it? Look, so the local markets continue to sort of revel in level four, and you are referring to this takeover bid that we saw for Z Energy, and that actually helped the local market out yesterday. So it was one of the factors buoying the NZX 50. So Z Energy is in the crosshairs of an Australian company, and we've talked about Z before, well-known brand name in New Zealand, although petrol stations are probably pretty quiet at the moment. They have received a non-binding indicative takeover proposal from Ampol, and I hear the resounding chorus out there, who the heck is Ampol? Well, they're listed on the ASX, retail fuels and distribution business. They currently own the Gull service stations in New Zealand. Those are the self-service ones. Now, the bid is to acquire all shares in Z Energy at an offer price of $3.78 per share. Now, the previous close was $3.05, so a significant premium to the current price, although, as market watchers will be aware, Z Energy has been quite a lot higher over the last sort of few years. It values the business around $2 billion. Now, Ampol and Z, Mike, have been talking for some time. The other offers, we believe, have been made at different lower prices, but the very public and official nature of this offer suggests it does have Z Energy board approval. But you are right, it is not a done deal. And there are quite a few hurdles that will have to be cleared. Mike, this is what's called a scheme of arrangement. So it's quite complex. It requires lots of approvals. And we suspect that it probably needs the approval from the Commerce Commission. So there's a regulatory hurdle there as well. And there is this question of competition. As I said, Ampol owns the Gull service stations. Mm. Now, potentially, Ampol may have to divest the Gull stations, and they have indicated that they would consider that. It needs the approval of both boards as well. So it does have to go to shareholders here in New Zealand. The share price closed at $3.48. It's up 43 cents. Remember, the takeover offer, though, is at $3.78. And I think that reflects some of the uncertainty here. As is often the case, though, this activity could even flush out other interested parties. So we get something to watch with interest.
Indeed. I just can't see how the Commerce Commission can have a look at the entire petrol industry, work out that it's not working as well as it could do, and then allow somebody to come in and lessen competition. Doesn't that make sense?
But stranger things have happened, Mike.
Yeah, that is true. NZX, now what's going on there? Suddenly we're off and running.
Oh, level four, it's like oxygen. It's like oxygen. We had a brief respite on Friday, but back over 13,000 level on the NZX 50. So we poked our heads above that level briefly earlier this year. That's when the Gentiles were on fire. But yesterday, up 137 points on the local market. This does come after a month in which the NZX has been trading quite listlessly. It's sort of been range trading. But if we put the pole in the ground right now, the market's up 3.84% for this year. Okay, it's only the 24th, but if it holds on to those gains, it'll be the best monthly gain of the year. The takeover bid certainly helped, but it wasn't the only big move on the day. Main Freight gapped up as well, and at one stage the Main Freight share price was over $92 and settled just a cent over $90 in the end. Quite remarkable. Remember, started the year under $70. Now, we had the announcement over the weekend of changes to the composition of some indices. Now, these are indices created by FTSE. Now, Main Freight has been added to the FTSE Asia Pacific X Japan and China Index. It's important, Mike, because they're investment funds with real money in them that follow or replicate these indices. So if a company goes into the index, theoretically, it means those funds will have to buy shares in those companies that are included. So seen estimates that circa 150 million worth of Main Freight shares would need to be bought. Serco is in the same region as well. It's a travel management business. It also popped significantly yesterday as well, up just under 11%, closed at $7.95. So it's been a good week.
Good
so
stuff.
Far.
What are the numbers?
Dow Jones back over 35,000, up 263 points, 0.75% at 35,383. The S&P 500, 4485, up 44, 1%. And the Nasdaq, 14,952, up 1.6%, all going well. The FTSE 100, up 21, 7109. The Nikkei, up 480 points, 1.78%, 27,494. Shanghai Composite bouncing back also at 1.5%, 3,477. The ASX 200, 7,489, 0.39%. The NZX 50 up to 13,064, up 0.96%. The currencies bounced back too, 0.6896 against the US, 0.9559 Aussie, 0.5871 Euro, 0.5023 pounds, 75.67 yen. Gold, $1,804. Brent crude, $68.77.
Have a great lockdown day. We'll see you tomorrow. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.